This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I want to take a quick second here and do a little reality check. Won't be long, won't be complicated, I promise, but it's important. The stock market lately going down and bond yields going up, that is what's supposed to be happening right now. Let me back up here for a minute. Interest rates have been near zero for years now, right? That has meant, broadly speaking, that the stock market has been the only place to put your money if you want to make money. So far, so good? Okay, good. Now, along come Jay Powell and the Fed, and they say, hey, you know what? The economy's doing all right. We need to start thinking about raising interest rates. Not actually raising them yet, mind you, just thinking about it. And what happens? The yield, the interest rate on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note, which like 6 weeks ago was at 1.3%, today closed above 1.8%. Yes, that is still crazy low, but it's a big jump in a month and a half. And now, people have places to put their money that is not stocks. And here we are. Stocks go down too. I hope that made sense, because all of this, it is what is supposed to be happening. All right, enough of that. The corporate news of this, what are we, Tuesday, is video games. Microsoft is going to spend almost $69 billion to buy Activision Blizzard, the maker of, among others, Call of Duty, Candy Crush, and World of Warcraft. Which one of those is not like the other? It is, this deal, Microsoft's biggest acquisition ever, but it is not necessarily a big surprise, as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher explains.
When you think of Microsoft, your mind probably doesn't go to shoot-'em-up video games like Call of Duty.
Mission accomplished. Good work, Marines.
Microsoft has sort of a button-down shirt reputation.
Microsoft became a juggernaut on the, you know, with computer software you use in your office.
Margaret O'Meara studies the tech industry at the University of Washington. Now, Microsoft has Xbox and a couple of video game studios, but O'Meara says its purchase of Activision Blizzard takes it to another level.
This is not just video games played by kids or teenagers in their rec rooms. This is a massive global industry with billions of users.
Activision Blizzard has recently been accused of gender pay disparity and widespread sexual harassment in the workplace. A hailstorm of bad PR, as O'Meara calls it.
Revelations about its workplace culture have spilled out into the public eye, where there is new employee activism and pushback against the way that it is run.
Activision Blizzard's culture is a key challenge for Microsoft. Kate Edwards with Geography is a video game industry consultant. She says Microsoft has an opportunity to improve Activision Blizzard's problematic culture.
And then you have maybe like the older sibling come along and say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You know, I think I can fix some of the issues that you're dealing with.
Of course, Microsoft is in this for profit. It wants to stake out territory in the lucrative so-called gaming metaverse, says Tom Bittman, leading Microsoft analyst for Gartner.
There's a land grab going on right now to take a position in gaming and in cloud computing and social software.
And Bittman says the tech players that grab that space now are going to be the strong ones in the future. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.